And for the prayers today, just a couple updates from our prayers. First off, just a praise, a couple of praises to share. We prayed for little baby Ava last week. She has improved and is out of the hospital. A three-year-old that was had really significant health challenges. Also for the Fisher family, both Becky's parents have been released from the hospital and have really had a turnaround, and she accredits the prayers from our church. So thank you for those. And we'll continue to uplift Becky. She is helping her parents fully recover back in Michigan. And then also, we're going to pray for Bradley, who just yesterday had a downturn in health and is hospitalized at the moment. He is the son of Trudy Ewing. Let us join our hearts in prayer today. Let us pray for ourselves, the church around the world, and all people in their various circumstances. For the church here and wherever people gather around God's word, that God would move us to true repentance so that we reflect in our lives the love that he has written on our hearts. Let us pray to the Lord.
Loving God, hear our prayer.
That our Lord would bring about understanding across political borders, between racial, generational, economic, and cultural differences, and within families of all sizes and shapes. Let us pray to the Lord.
Amen. Hear our prayer.
For all who are in exile from home, those who have been incarcerated, and any who have not been treated with human dignity, that God would surround them with supportive individuals and organizations. Let us pray to the Lord.
Spirit of truth, increase our patience and hope, that many may rejoice together.
And for those who are near and dear to us, Lord, today we're 1 week out from some prayers that were offered here at Peace. And we thank you that you've heard them and answered them according to your will and timing. For Ava, for the gift of better health, and also for Becky's parents and her brother, too, that have had restoration in the last few days. We give you the thanks and praise, Lord. Also for Bob, who has undergone successful surgery, we do pray for more positive results. For Steve, with his upcoming surgery this week. Lord, for Dixie, as she transitions to a new living situation. For Janelle, in the final weeks of her pregnancy. For Kai and Bradley, who are experiencing health and overall well-being challenges. Lord, cover them with your hands and bring your mercy into their lives. For Haley, Holly, Joe and Caroline, Tom and Donna, Barry and Betty, Chris and her family, Jonathan, Melody and Brad, the Motlock family, Kathy, Craig, Addie, Jerry and Joyce, Tim, Ann, Carla, Rob, Audrey, Dale, Mark, and Rachel. And for people everywhere who seek healing and peace, and those known only to God, that our Lord would heal, restore, and console them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord Jesus, come to their aid.
These and any other things you would have us ask of you, Heavenly Father, grant to us for the sake of the bitter sufferings and death of your Son, Jesus, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.